Hey, good afternoon, guys. This is Charlie Panky, Game of C-Rec Magazine. Thank you for joining us again this week and our podcast and our videocast. We're super excited to have you here today. We do hope the Sierra is within your sights or it's in your plans to come up pretty soon to come up and explore. Our last snowstorms, I think, maybe have passed by, but don't count on that in the Sierra. They change often. But we do have some spring weather, fishing season coming up, festivals, etc. And today we are really excited, actually, to introduce Ethan Gotts to you. He's one of the owners and co-operators, if you will, of California 89, a brand that we've been following for many years, and a Tahoe-based company. And one of the things that we love to do here at Sierra Magazine is bring highlights to our local business community. And California 89 was actually nominated by one of our readers last November in a reading contest, and Ethan and I have been trying to connect since then, as one of their favorite businesses in the Sierra. So, Ethan, welcome. We're glad to have you today. We look forward to getting to know you better.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. How are things up in Tahoe today?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
That's okay. This is what business is like in the mountains. You're running it shop by yourself, man.
Oh, it's gorgeous today. It's 60 degrees and sunny, and you know, it's supposed to get nicer as the week goes on. So
perfect. Everybody's packing their bags now and heading to the lake right now.
So they're ready for it. I won't be surprised if we get more snow.
I won't be surprised either. Probably Saturday.
70 this week, and then some snow, and then third spring will come along, and yeah.
Exactly. So are you a skier, Ethan?
Yep. Uh huh.
Okay, so your favorite mountain resort is off the cuff here. I'll just throw a surprise question at you. So
yeah, off of Highway 89 actually. So yep. I grew up skiing at Palisades Tahoe. So
very good.
It's very good. Been there. My mom was a ski instructor there once upon a time, and yeah, so that's where I've been skiing. That's still where I go to.
Awesome. Yeah. I was up there for the World Cup this year. Skiers have such a great community. It's fun to hang out. I'm not a skier. I'm a cross country snowshoer. But I love hanging out with the ski community. They're a lot of fun.
It's a fun crowd, that's for sure.
Very cool. Well, Ethan, you and I spoke a little bit. I know that you grew up in Tahoe, at least from a young age. Tell us a little bit about California 89 for those readers that aren't familiar with the brand, which would be kind of surprising probably a little bit, but I'm sure it's a big audience. Where did it come from? I think your mom started the business a few years back. You kind of give us a story here.
Yeah, so my mom... I grew up with a second home here in Truckee up in Tahoe. Okay. And you know, my mom was one of the weekend warriors. It was every single weekend we were up here, especially in the winter. We were up here. She was, like I said, a ski instructor once upon a time. So Friday nights to Sunday nights, we were at our second home in Tahoe Donner. And mom always wanted to, you know, kind of figure out how to live here full time, how to live the lifestyle that she wanted to live. And the housing market and the economy in late 2000, 2008 or so. And, you know, everything went bad and she was working in San Francisco and things weren't going so well, just all around. And she came up with this idea, and started in her garage and ordering products. And she bought an old food truck van and had it gutted out in the inside. And it was originally going to be a mobile store.
Really? Wow.
She was going to drive around.
On 89, right?
And park at the beaches and the ski resorts and kind of sell out of there. And so she'd bought in the van, but ordered all this product, got it all screen printed, had it sitting in boxes in her garage, the upstairs of her house, the kitchen, the living room. Kind of taking over her house, right?
Right.
And this location that we're in, that I'm in now, opened up in downtown Truckee. And it's kind of this standalone location, and it was like almost too good to be true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right as she was kind of like getting all the pieces put together, and this location opened up on it. And she moved me up, and I was going to Truckee High School at the time, and she was working here in the days, and then like around 3 p.m. I'd get out of school and come walk over here and close the shop for the day. And really it's just, you know, a brand based around the lifestyle of living in Tahoe.
Right.
Everything, and especially Highway 89. Highway 89 is kind of embodies everything about this area that we love. That's kind of where it came from, an idea and a complete lifestyle change for my mom in the middle of her life. And never done anything in retail. And she, I mean, she worked in magazine sales for her entire life and
in
corporate. And so,
yeah, so Mom and I have some stuff in common there. So,
So the retail industry was very new to her, and it still is a learning process. It always is, right? Especially with it being, you know, a small family business, it's everything's trial and error. We don't know if a certain sign's gonna work or if, you know, it's kind of, so it's, that's kind of the basis of where it all came from.
Well, yeah. I know the passion that you guys have for Tahoe region and 89, California 89. Obviously, if you guys don't know California 89, you're listening to this going, what's 89? 89 runs right through the center of the Sierra through the Tahoe Basin. So it kind of starts over off 395, heads north, and then goes behind Lake Tahoe, Emerald Bay. So if you've been to Emerald Bay, you've been on 89, for example. And it drives all the way up into Plumas County in, you know, that northern section where the Sierra disappears underneath the Cascade Mountain Range. So, and Ethan's dropping off on me here. So there he is.
I plugged my computer back in. Sorry.
Oh no, that's the problem at all. We're gonna die. But you're passionate for the area, and the brand message comes through, you know, loud and clear on all your social media channels, etc. I know personally, our family has, you know, some of your gear. The quality's off the charts. It's great quality. So I never feel like I'm buying something cheap, right?
From the beginning, that's always something my mom wanted to do. Was not just be a t-shirt shop, not just be a tourist attraction, be a high quality brand. So something that since day one has been high quality goods.
And because you have a home store too, is it right now as well, right?
Yeah, so a home store now as of like 3.5 years ago.
Okay, so that's the newest addition to the brand. Yeah, fantastic. So what's it like to working with a family and having a mountain lifestyle at the same time, because you have multiple businesses running, right?
When it's good, it's really good. And when we work together, and it's, you know, the communication's easy, the ideas shared, right? We all have this same idea and love for this area and the brand, right? And then, you know, I mean, it does get a little complicated when something doesn't go right, and then it comes home with you, because, you know, and then I mean, for the most part, it makes it easier, because this is my family. We know each other down to our cores, and we all have the same passion for the brand.
But you guys all can't go skiing on Saturday. You know, somebody's got to work, right?
in the off season, we'll close the shops and go out for a ski day, and just in the mornings, and gone skiing for the morning, be open at 2 on the doors. Or
that's great. And uh-huh. So are you a family man yourself now? You're raising your family here for the business?
Two and a half year old daughter now. Man, that's fun.
That's awesome. Family business in the mountains.
Bring her in here to the store with me every now and then, and have her, you know, training her young.
There you go. They like crawl through the new merchandise, right? Unfold it. Just testing it.
I'm sure my mom would have got me in here as soon as possible if she had the brand before I was, you know, of age to work in
her. I tell you, working for my dad at 12 wouldn't have probably gone very smooth. So I admire what your family dynamics there.
So my mom and my sister. My sister went the college route, and I didn't, because I was already here. I went for one semester for business, and school is never like that. Typical learning was never quite my my forte. Sure. And so I went for one semester, and, you know, I would have probably regretted it if I never tried. And I've just been, you know, came back and kind of helped my mom kind of, you know, take the load off of her shoulders a little bit.
Fantastic.
And then gave her the opportunity to open the home store.
Second passion, right?
My sister went to college and shortly after moved here, because she wanted to live, you know, the same lifestyle, live up in the outdoors. And she's always been a part of it, but just not so much working in stores because she was in school and whatnot.
How does that conversation go with the family? The mountains obviously are something that inspires you guys as a family for passions. How does that inspire the brand, and how do you help the brand help inspire, you know, the rest of the public coming to the mountains? Yeah.
Well, I mean, kind of Highway 89 is the Sierras, right? It's we have this saying that we say 89 is a lifestyle. It's not just a brand. Because it's based off of everything you do on and off of Highway 89, whether it's being on the lake or hiking or biking or skiing or you know, kind of being outdoors and living like an active Tahoe lifestyle, as we like to say. And so that's kind of what this brand embodies. So we've done, you know, cycling kits over the years. We kind of, you know, incorporate that into our product lines as well. So on one end of it, doing like performance wear for different lifestyles. So swim gear, biking gear, running gear, hiking gear, but then also just having like leisure wear, but still like, no, like, you know, kind of hints at these different things. So like our signature designs from day one was the 89 Shield on the front with mm-hmm. the bicycle graphic on the back, the ski gondola on the back, the golfer, the runner, the kayaks, the paddle boards. And so, yeah, I mean, that's, it kind of speaks for itself, right?
We're never short on ideas for mountain life, right?
And so that's, you know, as far as, you know, embracing the Sierras, that is our entire brand.
Yeah. Do you guys do a lot of seasonal change out in your brand, or is it pretty consistent? Like, I see hoodies are always on your, you know, hoodies are never out, right? But is there seasonal switchover season?
Absolutely. You know? I'm right in the middle of it right now.
Okay.
I've got winter jackets on a sale rack out front of the store. Cause you know, in 3 weeks it's going to be too warm and they'll get put in a bin until next year. That changeover is always hard every year cause it's so different, right? Like mm-hmm. we were saying, it's going to be 65 today and tomorrow, and it might snow on Saturday. So
right.
Yeah. I mean, hats, accessories, I keep consistent. The hoodies are probably our number one seller. And those stay year round.
The hoodies are great quality. My wife loves her hoodie. So
the tried and trues that people love and whatnot.
Absolutely. So I would imagine a brand like California 89, being a truckie, being your own your business, I kind of would assume, especially since you've lived here since, you know, young age, you probably are part business owner, part tourist guide. As people stop in the store and go, hey, where should I go next? Right. What's it like to kind of be a voice for the area for tourists and people come to town?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's like a couple different ways that we kind of are able to do that. One being people walking around this downtown strip. We created these staff picks, which make it easy for people. So I have a list of all, you know, all food places, but then also activities to do, places to see. Comes with a map on the back. So I hand out probably 10 to 15 of those a day.
I need you to send me one of those.
Then you'll send you a little booklet. And then the other way is just like our community outreach, right? So I work with the Tahoe Fund a lot. And then we're launching a new collection here in, by the time this comes out, it'll be launched. But it's launching on the 15th. So I can't talk about it.
All right. Good.
And then that way. So, you know, with our community outreach. So, kind of showing what we do for the community and how we support the community and kind of educating tourists on this place is there's so much more to this place than just the shopping district, than just going and going to the beach on Lake Tahoe. There's people live here. We live our lifestyles here. We want to protect the area. We want to keep it clean. We want to keep it preserved. Yeah. And so that's a whole nother aspect of it. I love getting the chance to talk to people about that in store.
That's great.
And so then with this new collection with Mountain Area Preservation, it's a local nonprofit, a grassroots environmental advocacy nonprofit. Okay. And they kind of, they basically protect open space and, you know, and access to recreation in our area. And they're on the, you know, the not so much seen side of it. They're in the back end making phone calls, sending emails, writing up documents and things like that.
You said it was Mountain Air, is that what you said?
Mountain Area Preservation. So
Mountain Area, okay.
For short, I've got a, I got this whole poster here that
store.
So this is our new collection coming out, and it's a collection of products here in the store, and the designs are based around outdoors. So one of the designs has got a camper on it. This is one of the designs on my hat here.
Oh, great logo!
There's probably 6 or 7 different designs on about 10 pieces, maybe. And then $1 from each of those pieces is going to be donated to Mountain Area Preservation.
Very good. You do a program like that for Blue, something Tahoe Blue, right? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We've been doing that one for years. So it's kind of along the similar basis. And then 2 very different type of, you know, nonprofits. The Tahoe Fund is, you know, building all the trails and our lake, and focused a lot on Lake Tahoe. Mountain Air Preservation is kind of like their big project that they've been working on for years is Martis Valley and keeping Martis Valley preserved. And you know, and some of the development proposals in this town are getting absurd. and you know, so they're kind of fighting back on those and keeping the beauty and the sanctity of our area, you know, kind of there and you know, taken care of.
That sounds like a great group. I hadn't heard of them yet, so that's great. Think that
they get enough traction because they're kind of on the back end. I've done events with them in the past, and I've known them for years. And we're coming out with this collection, and I said, you know, we thought of the idea of partnering with them, and we called them, and they were so stoked. They were like, yeah, absolutely, we'd love to, whatever we could do. And so
that's great. Oh, I think that's really good. You bring awareness to and to what their efforts. I know the Tahoe Fund. If I'm not mistaken, they're part of the group that's working on the Nevada City to Truckee Trail.
I think so.
That just got all that funding, right? So they finish that up. So
yeah, the trail on the east shore of Lake Tahoe, that whole paved trail that comes from incline down the whole east shore, it's an awesome trail. If you guys haven't checked it out, it's really nice. It's easily accessible. It's a nice, easy way, so you don't have to. Because they're not allowing parking on the side of the highway right there anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
Accidents and things, and so now you can walk down on that paved path and just get right to the beaches right there.
That's fantastic. Exactly. Yeah, there's been so much improvement. And actually, I always think about this area. I mean, there's a lot of good trail organizations, but the Truckee organization and trails and what they're doing seems to always kind of be in the lead front a little bit about expansion of trails, right? You know, not just maintaining, but they're always expanding their trails. And they'll get such great combinations with Tomba and, you know, in our area, the Carson Valley Trail Association. Everybody's got these great trail networks, but I know the Truckee area does a pretty phenomenal job
last year. They're sitting right here at my front desk. We came out with these hike cards. Our local version of All Trails, right? So it's 30 of our favorite hikes in the area. And you know, because there's so many.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna feed me on that one. I'm a big hiker, so you know, name your top hike in the Truckee area top hike you'd like to recommend.
Where do I even start? That's why I have these.
Whole book, right?
There's 30 of our favorites. So, you know, 10 easy, 10 medium, and 10 hard. Because when I'm getting ready to take my dog out for a hike, that's the question every day, right? Where am I going to go today?
You can go so many different places, right? So
absolutely. Yeah. And Donner Lake Rim Trail is great. That one's real nice and easy. Not easy, but close by, right?
Yeah. I've sent many guests up to the train tunnels in the summertime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's such a unique place, right? It's like, not going to be hard, but it's just such a unique thing to do.
Cool up there, too, with all the icicles coming down through the cracks in it.
Can you do it in the wintertime?
Yeah.
You know, I did not personally know that. I figured
it's a little cold, so bring a jacket. But massive icicles that kind of come down through like little peaks of light, and it's cool.
Really? Oh, I'm going to have to check that out. I did not know that. I figured it was one of those places that kind of closed off in winter for whatever reason. So,
yeah.
That's really cool. All right, so hiking, you got hiking guides, you got a new partnership coming with MAP, which is gonna be fantastic. Tahoe Fun. What's coming up? The new product line. You already talked about that.
Yeah, that's our newest product.
Project.
So I'm putting a lot of work into that lately.
Okay. You create your own logos, or do you have your sister's agency? Right. Does she do all that work for you?
My aunt's digital agency. Designs for us. She actually just retired. that's a project for another day, right?
So another pencil project. Okay, very good. Well, anything else you want people to know about business? I know that again, one of our readers nominated you as our spotlight business back in November. Glad we're finally getting to get to meet with you guys. So I know you guys do great customer service. Anything else you'd like the customers know about that?
We're very welcoming here in downtown Truckee. It's always one of us family members sitting in one of each of the stores, right? And we'd love to chat with you. We love talking about our area and the Sierras and what this brand means to us, what it means to be living here, and how lucky we are some days, right? I mean, I'm in a t-shirt and I've got the door open and my dogs are running around the backyard, and I was getting my patio set up yesterday evening, and
Where is the store located in Truckee? A lot of our readers are from San Francisco, so are coming up from the up 80 type thing.
It's in the historic downtown district.
Okay,
so you can't miss us. There's a big old California 89 sign standing there, and if you stop in one store, we'll tell you where the other one is too.
Perfect.
We always make a point of saying, "Oh yeah, if you liked it in here, go check out our other store, our sister store right over there."
Right. Can people buy California 89 gear in other stores around Tahoe? Do you guys have partnerships? Not in
stores, but just online. We have a website for both stores.
Okay.
For our apparel store here, it's california89.com. And for our home store, it's ca89home.com. But you can access both of the websites from each of the websites. There's a link to the home store's website from the apparel site, and vice versa.
Very good.
I also give out cards to our social medias here in the store, and on our Instagram and Facebook, you can access our websites and and all the above.
Well, I'm going to apologize. I've never actually been in the store, so I'll have to make a visit next time up there. I think it's a is it Burger Me that's right down the end of the street there? Or
the end of the block down there.
End of the block, yeah. That's where we stop for burgers. But coming out of Mountain Dew. So I always ask my guests three questions to kind of end the show here and kind of wrap up. So I'm going to ask those of you and we can kind of chat about those. But so imagine that your bag is packed. You got a day off from the store. I imagine it's going to be a ski spot, but you have a destination in mind that you're going. You're always going here, or there's a place that you want to go that you know you can't wait to take your family to.
Yeah, a couple years ago, before I had my daughter, this answer might have been a bit different.
Yeah,
traveling has become this is a little bit more difficult, right? So it's kind of traveling's closer. Spot that's been on my mind for years now that I still haven't done yet, but so if the opportunity comes, I will. Is to Santa Fe and to Taos.
Oh wow!
Into New Mexico, and
that's
I would love to go skiing there and go and check out the area. And that's kind of been I feel like the vibe would be similar to Truckee Tahoe, right?
That's
been on the bucket list of getting out there.
People don't think of New Mexico that way either, right? Because I have a friend who's a Boy Scout, and he went down there and did this amazing, long journey backpacking trip through like a jungle. It's like, can't be New Mexico.
Exactly. It seems like this mysterious place, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's always been on the list. We've been talking about it more and more and more. So, maybe this year, maybe next year.
As soon as the kids up and ready to go, right? So, long day of skiing in the mountains. You're up playing in the mountains. Favorite go-to snack or after adventure meal that you you crave.
Lately, I'm a big grill guy. I've been bringing the portable grill in the back of my truck. So me and my buddies are talking about going and having a ski day here soon and bringing the skillet and doing some like breakfast potatoes on the grill before we get out there on the mountain.
Oh, I like it. Breakfast potatoes.
Bringing the portable grill with me has kind of been like the go-to.
And tailgating.
Yep, exactly. A mountain tailgating, right?
Exactly. I take my MSR stove out there, just cook around on the tailgate. I've done that plenty of times. Yeah, so that's nice.
This cool one from this company that we sell some of their items in here, and it's got this convection fan in the side, so there's no smoke that blows up, so it's nice and compact and good for the environment as well.
There you go. I like that. I like that very much. And finally, talk about gear bags, right? I'm sure you have a gear bag that's ready to go at all times. Somebody calls for the ones to go backcountry skiing, you're ready to rock. What's your favorite piece of gear you never go home without? Leave it home.
It depends on the season, I guess, right?
Okay. Yeah.
My skis never leave the bed of my truck in the winter. Snow starts, the skis get put in the back.
My snowshoes do the same thing. I understand.
They're still in there, but they're also now in there with my golf clubs. I'm a big golfer.
So golfer, okay.
Spring and summer, and that's my go-to. Besides, I mountain bike and hike and whatnot, but where I find the most joy and peace and solitude as I do skiing in the winter, that's what golf does for me in the summers.
I'm asked for permission then to take a couple golf questions here for you. I know there's some great golf courses up in the Truckee area. Do you have a favorite golf course in the region?
Coyote Moon is beautiful.
It's very beautiful.
That's me and my dad's go-to. When me and my dad go out and play, that's our go-to.
Very cool.
Down in Reno, they've got some awesome courses as well.
One of the questions I always ask golfers, and some people won't tell me, this is kind of surprising. They're like hikers a little bit like this, right? So favorite hole at Coyote Moon that's like your favorite hole to shoot?
Gosh, I think it's hole 17 on the back. You start on this elevated tee box and you go over this pond and there's a huge tree in the middle and then it's gorgeous. I mean, the course is always in tip-top shape.
Absolutely.
I think 17 at Coyote Moon is probably the most memorable.
One, probably
because you can hit the ball a bit farther than most of the other.
But the tree gives you all that psychological bat warfare, right? It's like, I hit the tree. Gotcha.
So we're in that in-between time. So I have skis and golf clubs in my truck, depending on the day. Or you can do both in a day, right?
You can do the triple, right? Because you can bike ride, ski, and golf. Or you could, you could get on the lake. It's a little cold right now on the lake for paddleboarding, but you could do it.
Paddle, ski, and golf all on the same day, right?
Yep.
kind of the
pedal paddle,
season,
man.
The season we're in right now is multi-sport season.
It is. It is. The shoulder season can be a lot of fun in our region, and yeah, people don't know that enough, right? They don't travel up enough in the shoulder season to understand what they can be done.
I think that's when the locals enjoy it the most too, is when everywhere's not packed and we don't think it's cold.
Exactly. It's not cold. Yeah. Right? You have t-shirts on today and everybody else would have jackets on, right?
Yeah, exactly. So.
Well, Ethan, I do appreciate it. We have a few more moments here, but I think we've kind of covered the question we're going to do today. I don't want to hold you. I know you're running the store while you're talking to me, so I really appreciate your time today. Guest, I would really throw out the brands in the Sierra as you're traveling. I'm always a big fan of this. Get to know them. The lifestyle up here sounds really cool, and we always invite you to come up. These communities don't operate without the small businesses that fund our programs, fund the trail programs, fund the local community schools and everything. So really appreciate your support. California89.com, right?
Yep, correct.
Great apparel. I can personally attest to it. My family loves the quality. They get Christmas gifts every year. It's kind of a cool thing. Check them out online. They do have a home store too, if you want to decorate your store, and they have a great family story, like many businesses in their area. Our fans, I know, love them. And so, Ethan, we do appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Last thing I'd urge your listeners and readers to do is explore Highway 89 more.
Absolutely, right?
In this area of Truckee and Tahoe specifically. But as you go north more, it's just as equally gorgeous. It goes through right in the middle of Lassen Volcanic Park, which is absolutely stunning. And then it goes right up to the base of Mount Shasta. So
exactly.
Next time, think about doing a day trip up Highway 89.
Yep, I drive 89 all the way. Especially love going from Minden here. We'll catch up in your area and then go north, go through Gray Eagle and up and through Quincy the whole ride up there. So that's a lot of fun. So good advice. Lake Basin area is great up there too. And there's some really great fishing holes just north of you. So I'm sure the fishermen are already up there.
Kentucky River, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Very good. Ethan, have a wonderful day. Thanks for being a tour guide for us today and sharing your brand. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Have a good day, man.
Bye-bye.